Hey, welcome back, Woolland. I'm sure you've heard by now that the Biden administration has approved part of a multi-billion-dollar oil drilling project in Alaska. It's actually called the Willow Project. To learn more about this, we're turning to oil and gas industry expert Jay Young. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, Kayla. How are you doing today?
Doing well. For starters, for those of us not familiar with the Willow Project, a.k.a. me, what is this?
Well, it's a big project up in Alaska that Biden has come in and said, hey, guess what? We need more oil in the United States, which, you know, we've been talking
about
for a while here, saying, hey, we need more oil because more oil means less gasoline prices at the pump. So Biden is, I don't know, this guy kind of surprises me from time to time. And all of a sudden he says, hey, let's start drilling in Alaska with this big project and release a lot of oil on the markets, which therefore will hopefully keep the price down. Mm-hmm. It's all about supply and demand, as we talked about, and I talk about in my book, you know, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, which, you know, you've been very, very nice about allowing me to talk about that. Proceeds go to the military, but I talk about, you know, the supply and demand of oil and gas, and the reason why we're paying more at the pump is because we don't have enough oil in the United States. And Biden has come back and said, hey, there's a lot of reserves in Alaska. Why don't we let ConocoPhillips come in here and drill? There's hundreds of millions of barrels there. We need it in the United States. Because like during the drill days of Trump, you know, prices went down to, you know, way down to $20, $30, $40 a barrel. And the only reason why oil and gas prices, you know, go down is because we're plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
We have more than the demand. So therefore, you know, Biden has come in and said, okay, well, there's some places the activists are just like, okay, no way.
Yeah, they're losing their minds right now. Let me ask you this, Jay, because I think this is the big question that I want an answer to. Will this actually impact demand? Whatever's going to happen in Alaska, will it actually impact demand for the consumer? And if it will, when will we see that?
Yeah, it's going to take months. It's not going to be overnight. But, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, when we need oil in the United States, that'll really help out the supply side. Demand's going up, and demand worldwide's going up 2-3% a year. We need 100 million barrels a day around the world. We need 20 million barrels of oil in the United States. It's still going up, and I don't see it coming down anytime soon. This is going to help. It's going to help, Kayla. It's going to give us some oil on the markets. And I don't know if it's going to affect it, you know, long term, because there is such a need. And, you know, instead of Biden going to the Strategic Reserve, which that's a whole program in itself, talking about Biden and his Strategic Reserve, he's going to be able to go to Alaska to get some oil. So it's good news for consumers around the United States. I don't know if prices will, you know, if this keeps it from going to 100 or not. I really feel like it's going to go to 100 after we get through with our inflationary periods right now. I do feel like it's going to go up, but I do feel like it's going to help, you know, a lot with oil prices, and we may still see the $70-$80 mark this year, which will keep prices a little bit up, but it's also a good opportunity for investors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point this morning. Good point. Jay, yeah. I like the optimism. I'm lost in thought because all I can hear right now is Joe Biden saying that he wanted to end the use of fossil fuels. And now all of a sudden I feel like, you know, he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. I'm going to have to find that audio. We all know he said it. But yeah, here we are. I like the optimism this morning, Jay.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Have a great day. And give me a call back next week or next month and let's catch up.
I love it. That is oil and gas industry expert Jay Young joining us live here on Whoa Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.